On Wednesday, Johnny Ramone died in Los Angeles. He was the lead guitarist of the Ramones, 55 years old, had prostate cancer. Three Ramones are now dead. The group is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, famous, notorious for high-speed, mid-70s, searing, original music. The band, the Ramones, influenced dozens of other groups around the world, but throughout their almost 20-year career, the Ramones themselves were largely unsung. A new documentary, The End of the Century, looks at the life of this band. Michael Grimalia is the co-creator of the film. Mr. Grimalia, welcome to our program.
Hi, thank you.
Joey Ramone, who is the tall one who does the singing, is perhaps the best known. Your film makes it clear that really the Ramones were Johnny's band. How did that work?
Well, Johnny just because of his personality, and the pride that he took in the things that he did, he was in control of the band. It was largely his concept. Johnny really had the idea of what it should be, that clean, stripped down, raw, you know, intense attack. That's kind of the way he was when you met him, you know, and if you could survive his barrage, then, you know, he kind of respected you, and if you could sit at a Ramones concert and survive that, then, you know, you were a fan. Yeah.
Let us take a moment now and go over the personnel in this group. They first of all, are not brothers. Johnny Ramone's real name is?
John Cummings.
Joey Ramone's real name?
Was Jeff Hyman.
Dee Dee, the bass guitar player.
Douglas Colvin.
And Tommy Ramone, who is still alive. What's his name?
He was Tommy Erdely.
Okay, so the question is, they come from Forest Hills, New York. Where do they get this sound? Where did that come from?
Early fans didn't know where this came from. So, you know, they did sort of harken back to, like, just raw sound, the raw sound of the Stooges and the MC5. And they loved early girl groups, like Joey loved the girl group stuff, and I think Tommy did too. They also loved the bubblegum music, which nobody can believe, like, you know, the yummy yummy I got love in my tummy stuff, you know?
They just played really fast and really short songs, and it was just very funny, but they were very earnest about it. It wasn't that, you know, they were trying to be funny, they were really serious, and so it was almost like, you know, conceptual art or something, that it was just so great you couldn't believe that, you know, it could exist.
Well, as the obituary in the Los Angeles Times said, the band could only watch as other acts garnered the largest spotlight. And the Ramones are touring around the United States, and they're sort of springing off other bands who see these guys up there. Somebody said, it's so bad, it's almost great. They see the people on the stage, the Ramones, and say, we could do this. We could become the Replacements or whatever all around the country.
Well, that's what they learned from the Dolls, as Johnny said, which is you just do it. And then they couldn't believe that people were showing up to see them. So they said, look, you know, you can do it too. Just get out there and do it. They've inspired it in us as filmmakers, because Jim and I never made anything before. You would think that the Ramones at the end of their career would say, well, you know, why should you do this film? You know, let's get somebody famous, you know, or somebody with a reputation or something. But they didn't. They liked the fact that it would have been raw.
Would anybody ever say that they were great musicians?
It depends on who you ask, I guess. You know, you remember that when they came out in the 70s, they sort of provoked different kinds of reactions. But one was, it was almost like, how dare you get up there and think you're a rock star, you know? You know, you're not Led Zeppelin. You can't play. You're a joke. You know, the songs are over in 2 seconds. What is this? But together they were together they were one instrument, and they were brilliant.
What is your favorite? Do you have a favorite moment in the audience when you were watching the band, the Ramones, up on stage? Any particular song?
Just when they came out, they just always had a very dramatic entrance, and just went into their songs. Basically, it was one song from that point on. And it was just this feeling that you always had this feeling around the Ramones that you were in an exclusive club, you know. A club, you know, exclusive in the sense that you didn't exclude other people, but you were excluded by other people, you know. So it was kind of a cool thing.
Michael Grimalia, who created with Jim Fields the film End of the Century, The Story of the Ramones, talking with us about the band and about Johnny Ramone, who died Wednesday in Los Angeles. His real name was John Cummings. Thank you, Mr. Gramalia.
Thank you.